Hello and welcome to Talking Treadmills, the podcast for besttreadmillsonline.com. My name is Travis and today I'm going to give you some information that will help you compare treadmills as you shop around and narrow your list to the one that best suits your needs. Buying a treadmill is similar to buying a car. While not nearly as expensive as a car, they are still, you know, somewhat spendy. You're going to spend at least $1,000 for a quality treadmill, and you can spend as much as $5,000 or more for some of those, you know, commercial quality or commercial grade treadmills that you see at your local fitness center. When you're spending that kind of money on a piece of exercise equipment, it's important to make sure you're going to be happy with what you buy. Like comparing cars, there are many things to consider when making your comparisons and ultimately making your final buying decision. There are price considerations, space issues, components and features to be aware of and to compare. There are also differences in the warranties from one treadmill to another that you're going to want to be aware of and that you'll want to compare before making a final buying decision. All of these things should be carefully looked at when making treadmill comparisons to make sure that you end up with a machine that you're going to be happy with. So let's go into each one of these things. First of all, let's talk about making price comparisons. As with most products, you can tell a lot by the price. Generally, more expensive treadmills are going to be higher quality than cheaper models. Well, when you're comparing treadmills, keep this in mind. I understand there are treadmills that cost, you know, as little as $300 to $400, but they're not going to last that long. They're going to have a much higher chance of breaking down and will usually end up costing you a lot more in service repairs than treadmills in that $1,000 plus price range. In general, when buying a new treadmill, you should plan on spending at least $1,000. Performance and component comparisons. Now, the performance of the fitness equipment is very important. When you find treadmills and you get to the point where you start comparing specific treadmill models, it's a good idea to test them out first if you can. Run or walk on the machine for a good, you know, 10, 15, or even as much as 20 minutes and really put the machines to the test. Try different speeds, different inclines. Basically, test driving a treadmill is like test driving a new car. You want to put it through as many conditions as you'll think you'll be using it. So if you're buying a treadmill mostly to run, then when you test these treadmills, make sure that you run on them. And don't just jump on them and run on them for a couple minutes. I mean, actually run on them for a good 5, 10, 15, or even 20 minutes if you're given that much time. You really want to test the treadmill to see how it performs. Is one treadmill more stable than the other? Does one feel like it has a more cushioned deck than the other? How does the motor sound? Does it make any funny or irregular noises when you change speeds or inclines? Because if it does, this could be a sign that the motor isn't powerful enough to meet your fitness needs. The motor shouldn't sound like it's working hard or whining or straining when it's pushed at these higher speeds and inclines. When comparing different models of treadmills, be sure to keep notes on the various components of the machines as well. In the treadmill buying guide I put together that you can find at my website, besttreadmillsonline.com, it outlines the key components of the treadmill that you're going to want to become familiar with so you know what to look for as you're making these comparisons. You'll want to compare things like the motor, frame, deck, the tread belt, and the belt rollers. Each of these is critical in the overall quality of the equipment and the overall exercise experience. If you buy a treadmill that is lacking in any of these areas, it could cost you in repairs and result in a bad exercise experience. So keep all of these issues in mind as you are comparing one treadmill model to another. Let's talk about space concerns. If space is a concern for you, you should obviously consider a folding treadmill over a non-folding treadmill. While folding treadmills built today are nearly as stable as non-folding models, there is a wide range of stability among the folding treadmills themselves. The less expensive models are typically less stable. Looking for folding treadmills that start around $1,000 at this price range, they're going to be more stable. Again, that's why the recommendation is you want to spend at least $1,000, because any treadmill under $1,000, whether it's folding treadmill or not, is typically not going to be that stable. Those are the kinds of machines that when you jump on it and you run on them, they're going to be kind of wobbly and rickety, and you're just going to feel the instability of the machine. It's going to be very obvious. And you jump on a folding machine or a non-folding machine in that 1,000 plus price range, you're going to notice a big difference in stability. It's going to be a much smoother exercise experience. You're just going to feel that it's more stable and more rock solid. So that's why even with folding treadmills, you want to look to spend at least $1,000 because they're going to be so much more stable. The other thing you want to consider when you're looking at folding treadmills is how easy the deck actually folds. Some models, like the Smooth 7.1 treadmill, which is manufactured and offered by Smooth Fitness, will fold with a simple push of the button. You push a button and the deck will automatically fold for you. Others require manual folding, which can be difficult if the deck is very heavy, which, by the way, you want as heavy a deck as possible, because the heavier the deck, the more solid it's going to be, the more stable it's going to be, and the much better exercise experience you're going to have. And by the way, if you want to learn more about the Smooth 7.1 treadmill or Smooth Fitness in general, this is a company I highly recommend. All of their treadmills and their elliptical machines, if you're interested in those, they're fabulous machines for the home. You can read more about this company and their equipment at my website, besttreadmillsonline.com. I also have arranged to offer some rebates on some of their treadmill models. So be sure to check out the website for more information on the company and to get information on those rebates. Now, another thing, folding treadmills are usually easier to move around than non-folding treadmills, but not always. If you want the ability to easily fold your treadmill and set it aside after your workouts, try moving the treadmills before you buy. I mean, actually, you know, fold the treadmill and see how easy it is to move. Because a lot of people have this conception or this perception that folding treadmills are very easy to move around. But when you get into that $1,000 price range or more for folding treadmills, they become very heavy machines, which again is a very good thing. The heavier the machine, the better. But they're not as easy to fold or as easy to move as you might think. So if moving it around is important to you, by all means, not only testing the machines out to see if they're stable and if they meet your needs, also fold it up and try to move it around and just see how hard it is to move. Because you'll get a better idea if it's going to meet your needs. I mean, is it going to truly be as easy to move around as you think? I think you'll be surprised that they're not as easy to move around. But if that's going to be important to you, make sure you test that out as well. You'll also want to compare speed and incline settings. You'll find as you compare treadmills, you know, some have the capacity to go faster and incline more than others. One treadmill may be able to get, you know, up to 10 miles per hour, while another can do, you know, 15 miles per hour in terms of the maximum speed settings. And if you're planning on running a lot, make sure that you get a treadmill, you know, that can go as fast as you intend to run. Now, usually, I've never heard of a treadmill that can't go fast enough for the typical, you know, home user. So this usually isn't going to be an issue, but, you know, just make sure. You never know what's out there in terms of what these treadmills can do. And the same thing with the incline. If, you know, some incline more than others, so if incline training is important to you, make sure that the treadmill you're considering will have those settings. And make sure that, you know, especially if you're buying used equipment, you know, make sure that the treadmill works at those higher inclines, at those higher speeds. Warranty comparisons. The treadmill warranty is a good indicator of quality. And I've said this before in various articles on my website and in previous podcasts. Treadmills with lifetime warranties on the key components, such as the motor and frame, will be much better than one with only 90 days. So pay close attention to the warranty coverage to make sure you're comparing apples to apples. If the warranties on all the treadmills you are considering are similar, what about the in-home service coverage? Will you be responsible for making the repair yourself, or will a technician be sent to your home for free to make the repair for you? And also, you want to get into the nuts and bolts of the warranty. One treadmill might say, we'll cover you 5 years on the motor, and the other one you're considering says the same thing. But if you read the fine print, you might find some kind of weird, you know, option or clause that the other one doesn't have. So read the fine print. Make sure, you know, not just knowing, okay, the motor on this one's covered for 5 years, the motor on this one's covered for 5 years. I mean, really take a look at what the coverage truly is. To make sure that you're comparing apples to apples. The importance of reviews and user forums. When making treadmill comparisons, read reviews on the models of your choice. Try to find reviews from several websites to get a wide range of opinions. Look to see how many reviews a particular treadmill has. The more reviews it has, the more popular it probably is, and there's usually a good reason for that. However, pay close attention to the overall review ratings that the treadmills have. You know, a popular treadmill doesn't always mean it's the best. It could be popular, you know, for bad reasons as well. I mean, a lot of people might have bought it, but then, you know, realized it was a piece of junk. And, you know, you look closer at the reviews and you find out, yeah, a lot of people bought it because it was cheap, but it was cheap for a reason. It only lasted 90 days, you know, that kind of stuff. So, you know, look at the overall ratings, look at the actual reviews, what are people really saying about this particular model or these particular models, and then take notes of what's being said. Also, look for forums where treadmill models are discussed. Forums provide a wealth of information. You'll not only get to read hundreds of questions posed by other treadmill buyers, but you'll be able to post your own questions to get answers to your specific questions. So, more often than not, treadmill forums actually will provide more useful information about the models you're considering than treadmill reviews will have. You know, because you can go to a forum and if someone, let's just say there are a couple of people that have some very intelligent comments about a particular product. In a forum, you typically have the ability to send people private messages. So let's say, you know, you read a review or a discussion from a guy named Bob. And Bob is talking about how great a particular treadmill is, and he mentions that it's a perfect treadmill for running. And you're a runner yourself, and you're considering this model. You can send Bob a private message and say, hey, you know, I stumbled upon this forum. I saw that you bought XYZ treadmill, and you really like it for running. You know, can you tell me a little bit more about it? And, you know, usually that person, in this case Bob, will reply to you and just give you a little bit more information. It's a great way to get some awesome information on treadmills before you actually pull the trigger and buy something. As you can see, there's a lot to consider when making treadmill comparisons. By following these general guidelines when comparing treadmills, you'll be able to find the best treadmill that will meet your needs and your budget. For more information on treadmills, including reviews of the best brands available today, visit besttreadmillsonline.com. My name is Travis. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.